Cattle markets ended the week higher, fueled by the bullish cattle inventory report. Cattle Facts expects continuing La Nina conditions to support hay prices this year at about $10 a ton more than last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 7th of February. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed Friday, closing out a dynamically positive week fueled by the bullish cattle inventory report. Week to week on Friday, cattle futures closed an average of $5.17 higher, from $4.57 higher toward the back to $6.47 higher in spot March. The CME Feeder Cattle Index closed $1.51 higher week to week on Thursday at $160.17. On Friday, however, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 28 cents lower, except for an average of 32 cents higher in the back two contracts. Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, noted in his weekly market comments, the current $7 negative basis between the March feeder cattle contract and the CME feeder cattle index. The market will converge, he says, but the question is how fast and which prices will be making the movement. He explains the futures market is pricing in a clear $25 hundredweight price increase over the next 7 months. This is achievable, he says, but suggests buyers and sellers consider price risk management if advantageous. Based on weekly auctions monitored by Cattle Current, calf and feeder cattle prices, although mixed, were higher to sharply higher in some cases last week. According to Griffith, it's generally March before calf prices really swell, but that doesn't mean they will not be supported through February. He adds the weather may be the biggest determinant of calf prices the next few weeks. At its Outlook seminar in Houston last week, Cattle Facts forecast the average 800-pound feeder steer price this year at $172 a hundredweight with a range of $158 to $184. And they forecast the average steer calf price at 550 pounds to be $205 with a range of $180 to $230. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from limited to light demand to mostly inactive on very light demand through Friday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. For the week, live sales were $3 higher in the Texas Panhandle at $140 a hundredweight, $3 to $4 higher in Kansas at $139 to $140, $2 to $3 higher in Nebraska at $138 to $140, and $2 to $3 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $140. Dress trade was $4 higher at $222. Estimated total cattle slaughter last week of 639,000 head was 4,000 head fewer than the previous week and 13,000 head fewer than the same week last year. So far this year, estimated total cattle slaughter of 3.16 million head is 185,000 head fewer or 5.5% less than the same time last year. Week to week on Friday, live cattle futures closed an average of $3.28 higher, and open interest grew by about 15,000 contracts. On Friday, though, live cattle futures closed an average of 27 cents higher, except for 15 cents lower in near June and unchanged in the back contract. Live cattle futures have shown their resilience the past 2 weeks, which has supported the cash price of finished cattle, Griffith says. He explains there's no doubt cattle feeders are gaining leverage over packers as live cattle prices and wholesale boxed beef prices are diverging. With cattle numbers declining, front-end fed cattle marketing approaching pre-COVID levels, and beef demand continuing strong, Cattle Facts projects the average fed steer price this year $18 higher year-over-year at $140 a hundredweight with a range of $130 to $155.
Whoa. Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Wholesale beef prices continued to ebb lower last week, but prices remain elevated, as measured in historic terms. Choice box beef cutout value is $10.61 lower week-to-week on Friday, at $279.81 a hundredweight. Select was $7.36 lower at $276.05. Wholesale beef demand will likely slow in the coming year, but cutout value should hold steady near an average of $280 a hundredweight, says Kevin Good, Cattle Facts Vice President of Industry Relations and Analysis. During the Cattle Facts Outlook seminar, Good explained global protein demand continues to rise, and U.S. beef exports are expected to grow by 5% this year to 3.7 billion pounds, supported in part by tightening global protein supplies. Likewise, Cattle Facts sees continued domestic consumer beef demand strength this year. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Friday, although tech stocks, such as Amazon, blossomed on strong quarterly earnings. The monthly employment situation summary also revealed stronger results than expected. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 467,000 in January, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The unemployment rate was little changed at 4.0%. Average hourly earnings in January for all employees on private non-farm payrolls increased by 23 cents to $31.63. Over the past 12 months, average hourly earnings have increased by 5.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 21 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 23 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 219 points. La Nina remains firmly in control of the ocean atmosphere system, and that's unlikely to change this spring, explained meteorologist Matt Makins during the Cattle Facts Outlook seminar. Barring any change to the La Nina outlook or sudden warming in the Gulf of Alaska, Makins explained that likely means dryness continues across the southwest and south with warm temperatures. The northern plains and corn belt are expected to have wetness further east this spring and drier conditions for the summer with temperatures closer to normal compared to last year. With that weather outlook in mind, Cattle Facts expects planted corn acres this coming season to be 91.8 million acres with a trend line yield of 180 bushels per acre. Cattle Facts expects soybean acres to remain near steady at 87.2 million acres. According to Mike Murphy, Cattle Facts Vice President of Research and Risk Management Services, exceptional demand from China is leading U.S. corn exports to new records, and expanded interest could easily push exports higher in 2022. Murphy noted that weather is likely to continue influencing hay prices, with much of the Central Plains and West battling some level of dryness or drought. He explained on-farm hay stocks December 1st were 6% less year-over-year at 79 million tons. Murphy says to expect current year hay prices to average near $186 a ton, or $10 higher than last year's prices, due to tighter supplies and stronger demand. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 7th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.